third baseman Cootway into left field for a base hit. Getting the wave around from third is Teal. He comes in to score. We are tied. It is a two-out RBI single from Jack Matthey. Three all here in the home half of the fifth. Leadoff walk on four pitches from Aiden Teal comes back to bite Alex Stewart. We have a tie ball game for the first time here in Wisconsin Rapids since nothing-nothing. Douglas Coe out to the mound. He has seen enough from the right-hander Alex Stewart. A call to the bullpen coming here from historic Winterfield. We'll return with Jack Matthey on first base here in just a couple of minutes on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right. The environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead. Ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-botted dad to eat more plants. For the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people, a neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others.
Miles Vandenhoevel enters the ball game, a former Rafter making his return in this Northwoods League season. Wisconsin Rapids has tied it at three with two outs in the home half of the fifth inning. An RBI single from Jack Matthey scoring Aiden Teal knots us all up. Andy Ackman, Rafters Radio, your voice of the Rafters on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. First pitch to Grayson Schaefer from Vandenhoevel hit high in the air right field. Coming in on it, Preston Knott camping underneath, battling the sun to make the grab and retire the side. One pitch is all Vandenhoevel needs to get out of the jam. We'll talk more about Miles and his pitching stats so far with Fond du Lac when he returns to the mound in the bottom of the sixth inning. We are through five here at Winterfield. 3-3 the score. Arnon Mulemekic back out to the rubber. He gets the 9-1-2 spot to the Doc Spider order when we return here on your home for Rafter Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Hey Wisconsin, it's construction season and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511wi.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511wi.gov. That's 511wi.gov. And remember, know before you go, always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Top six here at Winter Field. We're all knotted up at three apiece on your home for Rafter Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Andy Yockum, your voice of the Rafters, returning to you here for the 33rd game of this 2024 Northwoods League season. Arnon Mulumekic out of the bullpen, his first relief outing with the Rafters, working two and a third scoreless thus far, allowing just one hit. 32 pitches thrown. He has yet to walk a Doc Spider hitter, and he struck out four. First pitch to Kelson Johnson, the leadoff hitter in this inning for Fond du Lac. A fastball on the inside corner is called a strike. Johnson, one for one, two plate appearances. He's reached in both today. He singled back in the second as the 0-1 pitch misses up and away on Johnson. Now a ball and a strike. Last trip up for Johnson in the third. He drew a six-pitch walk on Mulumekic. The 1-1. Misses high. Two balls in his strike. Should say that would be on Ricky Williams he drew the walk on. Arnott yet to walk a hitter. Ricky walked four in his start here today. The 2-1 pitch. In on the hands. Popped up right side of the infield in foul territory. Right near the line. It's Grayson Schaefer, the Rafter first baseman, battling the sun to make the grab. One up, one down for Arnott here in the sixth. It'll be Preston Knott. Back to the top of the order we go for Fondy. 0 for 3 so far as the leadoff hitter, Preston Knott. Knott, a couple of strikeouts, went down looking in the first, lined out to second base to end the second inning, and struck out swinging to retire the side in the third. A lefty on lefty battle, another left-handed hitter in the on-deck circle, that being the center fielder, Connor Cooney. First pitch from Mulumekic. Fastball swung on and missed. It's 0-1. The Arlington, Texas native Preston Knott homered yesterday in the bottom of the first in the seven-inning game two. How about Roscoe making his way around the grandstands down the third base line? The 0-1 misses up and out on a heater. Count evens a ball and a strike. Get a good chuckle. Roscoe sitting down, talking it up with some of the fans down the third base side, and taking a selfie as well. Great day to come out to the yard and meet your favorite mascot here in the Northwoods League, Roscoe P. Rafter. 1-1 pitch, fastball in the outside corner, just missing to not for ball two. You yourself can come meet Roscoe if you're looking to stay out of town to watch the Rafters in the second half of the season. There's no better place to do so than the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. The 2-1 to not. Missing low for ball three. The Cobblestone Hotel in Wisconsin Rapids offers a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. Also welcoming four-legged companions in your stay this summer and all year round. Bring your cats, bring your dogs to the Wisconsin Rapids area. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. 3-1 pitch to not misses up and away for ball four. 5-pitch walk drawn with one out here in this top of the sixth inning. Three runs, three hits, and an error for the Dock Spiders. Three runs, seven hits, and an error for Wisconsin Rapids in the sixth matchup between the two teams this season. Three of the first five have gone to Fondy. Rafters taking the other two, obviously, because that's how that goes. The bunt attempt from Cooney. fouling away, unable to put it in fair territory. Count begins 0-1. Cooney has reached twice today in his three plate appearances, hit by a pitch in the first, drew a 7-pitch walk and scored to lead off the third inning. Lastly, grounded out 3 unassisted over to Grayson Schaefer at first base to begin the fourth. Fond du Lac, all 3 of their runs coming in the top of the third, sending 9 to the plate in that inning. Lemekic set the 0-1. That one misses up high. Matthew backpicked to first, checking in on the runner, not in time. One pitch here, lefty on lefty battle. Lemekic rocks and fires a breaking ball that misses high in the zone for ball 2. Nobody up in the Rafter bullpen. Mulemekic in it for the long haul, piggybacking off Ricky Williams' 2 2/3 innings this afternoon. Just over 2 hours in the ballgame as the 2-1 fastball on the outer third is called a strike to even it at 2-2. On deck is Parker Knoll, Adam Kootway to follow. Meat and potatoes of the Fond du Lac order awaiting in the wings. The 2-2 pitch fouled away. Right off the netting, down the third base grandstands, and a barehanded play made by Trotter Boston off the netting in the Rafter dugout on that foul away. It's still 2-2. Everyone's making plays on the Rafters dugout or in the coaching staff. Chris Wilsey and Tom Zaglowski, first and third base coaches, each making playing a couple of ground balls just a couple innings ago. Mulemekic is 2-2. Runner takes off for second. This one misses low. Matthew gets up but will not fire it down to second. Preston Knott gets in there without a throw. Count now 3-2 on Connor Cooney. Doc Spider's looking to take the lead again here in this contest. Lemekic looks back at second twice with 9 on the pitch clock. The payoff delivery on the full count misses low and away for ball 4. Cooney draws a 7-pitch walk. Back-to-back walks issued by Mulemekic with 1 out here in the top of the 6th. Jack Matthew will make his way out to the mound. Mike Spears as well for a quick conference. As mentioned, nobody up in the Rafter bullpen. That's going to change here shortly. Rafters finishing off their first half of the season here at home. This was a rough last week in terms of travel for the Rafters. Looking back from last Sunday the 23rd to this Sunday the 30th. After a game Saturday night that started 2 hours later on the 22nd, they finished around midnight and had to be on the bus at 6 a.m. to head to Waterloo for a 4-hour bus ride the next morning. In Waterloo Sunday and Monday, came back home late Monday night and had to play in Green Bay Tuesday and Wednesday. They came home to start this 4-game stretch with Fondi on Thursday, it going 1-2-1. One here at Winterfield, 2 at Harebaker Field. And this one back here to close out the first half. 2 much-needed off days for everyone involved, players, coaches, staff, people around the organization here the next 2 days. To get recharged and ready to go for the second half of the season. That's Maddox Thornton, the right-hander from Texas A&M. Corpus Christi grabbing a baseball, getting ready to play some catch down in the Rafter bullpen after this mound meeting with Jack Matthew and Mike Spears. All coaches alongside Kirk Schreider. Schreider in his 4th season as the field manager. Spears, Zaglowski, and Chris Wilsey, all first year on the staff here with Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch to Parker Knoll. Out of the mound visit, misses high. Knoll 0-3 today. Flew out to right field in Jorge Degatti to begin his day back in the first. Grounded out to third base in Mason Onati in the third. Flew out to left field with Walker Buchanan back in the 4th inning. Lemekic looks back at second. Dancing off is Preston Knott, the 1-0. Check swing on the outer third. He went around. Did Knoll. It's 1-1. Off speed there for Mulemekic. Sitting in the mid-70s as we await the 1-1 delivery from the former Siena College, now Wichita State product. Another breaking ball on the inner third is called a strike. Now 1-2. One and two on Knoll. Began this 4-game stretch with a 2-run homer with 1 out back in the top of the first inning Thursday night in Winterfield. The 1-2. This is up and in. Count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knoll playing in all 4 games, hitting 3rd in all of them here against the Rafters. Being the DH in both games in Wisconsin Rapids and the 2 games at Harebaker Field was the center fielder. Two balls, two strikes, eight on the pitch clock. Mulemekic gives a look back to second, rocks and fires. Missing away, Knowles worked it to full. Mulemekic in danger of walking, the bases loaded. Still a tie ball game, three apiece here in the top of the sixth inning. A huge payoff pitch coming here. Third base side of the rubber, he rocks and fires. Breaking ball hit in the air center field, drawing Aiden Teal in to make the grab. Second out here, the inning is a big one, and it'll bring up the cleanup hitter, Adam Kootway. Rafters have yet to retire Kootway in this ball game. The third baseman of Fond du Lac, having an infield single back in the first, hit by a pitch and scored in the third. He doubled with two outs in his last at-bat in the fourth inning. No hits in this inning. Last hit for Fond du Lac was that double from Kootway in the fourth. Having a hit in the third, a two-out infield single from Kootway, having two of the three knocks for the Spiders in this one. Their two-out hit in the fourth inning was a single off the bat of Kelson Johnson. First pitch, runner takes off for third. The throw down from Matthew is in time. Preston Knott was dancing off the second base bag ever since he got there. Tries to get risky with it and gets thrown out. The Rafters keep it tied up here at 3-3. Arnaud Mulemekic, three scoreless innings out of the Rafter bullpen. Miles Vandenhoevel returns to the hill and will have the 5-6-7 spots. Jorge Degatti, Walker Buchanan, and Landon Gaz when we return on your home for Rafter baseball from historic Witter Field on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioning tuned up or replaced altogether, their Bryant experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Five, six, seven, do it for the Rafters in the home half of the sixth inning. 3-3 the score against Miles Vandenhoevel. Yes, you heard that right. Miles Vandenhoevel, the right-hander. Former Rafter, was the opening day center fielder for Wisconsin Rapids at Hare-Baker Field on Memorial Day. He is now a member of this Doc Spider team, and he threw one pitch to get out of the fifth inning. Andy Ockermer, voice of the Rafters, returning to you on WFHR. Three runs, three hits, an error for Fond du Lac. Three runs, six hits, and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. Vandenhoevel's first pitch to Jorge Degatti misses low for ball one. We didn't even get a chance to go over Miles' stats as a pitcher since joining Fondy. Has yet to record a plate appearance, but has been on the mound out of Douglas Coe's bullpen as the 1-0 fastball misses low for ball two. Vandenhoevel last worked two innings at Wausau, the 17-7 win on June 21st, 9 days ago, allowing two hits, three runs, all were earned, walking two and striking out two as the 2-0 pitch misses up and in. Degatti, now a three-ball count. He faced 10 hitters in that one. Did Vandenhoevel his first outing as a Fond du Lac Dock Spider on the mound June 16th at home against Madison. One inning pitch, two hits allowed, one earned run, a walk in, no strikeouts as the 3-0 fastball right down the heart of the plate taken for strike one. As a hitter with Wisconsin Rapids, Vandenhoevel played in 13 games and was a 196 hitter. Nine hits and 46 at-bats. He had a two-run homer here at Witter as the 3-1 misses high. Ball four, Degatti drawing another walk. He is on the bases for the second time in this ballgame. That home run that Miles had, the two-run blast and the 6-2 loss against Madison back on June 7th. Walker Buchanan, 0-for-2 in the ballgame, is the Raptor left fielder. He grounded out to second base back in the second inning, popped out to second. Andrew Prosek back in the fourth. Righty on righty battle. First base side of the rubber. Vandenhoevel rocks and fires. Missing low and away on Buchanan for ball one. You look at that opening day lineup for the Raptors. What did Miles do at Hare Baker Field? He led off the first 10 games of the season for the Raptors, either playing second base or in center field. Vandenhoevel reached three times and scored twice in that 8-7 Raptor victory. The 1-0 missing away for ball two. Miles had walked and scored in the fifth, singled and scored in the seventh, and had a base hit as well in the eighth. Now time called. Quick mound visit here with Vandenhoevel as out of his seven pitches thrown this inning, six have been balls. David Dean to Alex Stewart. Now Vandenhoevel for Fond du Lac is more action up in their bullpen. Ricky Williams to Arnaud Mulemekic for Wisconsin Rapids. Mulemekic's first relief outing of the season. 3 1/3 innings thrown, 55 pitches. One hit allowed for Arnaud, no runs. Two walks and four punch-outs getting out of the jam an inning ago, leaving one on after Jack Mathley caught Preston not trying to steal third base. Now meeting adjourned, 2-0 count to resume here with Buchanan after Degatti drew a five-pitch walk and he's leaning off first base. The August 7th and 8th home and home, the final time these teams will meet in the regular season. So July for Wisconsin Rapids, it's a lot of games against Wausau. They played them eight times as the 2-0 to Buchanan rolled foul on the ground down the third baseline. One of those being a doubleheader here at Winterfield, 12:05, 6:35 on July 11th. We already played a doubleheader at Wausau on June 20th, same times from Athletic Park. Two balls and a strike on Buchanan. The Jupiter, Florida native in search of his first hit of this ballgame. Vandenhoevel set, rocks and fires. Breaking ball, swung on and missed. Chasing on the outer edges, Buchanan were even at 2-2. When we reach the top of the seventh, 4-5-6 will be due up for Fond du Lac. Adam Kootway, Drew Berrigan, and Tyler Nisus. Vandenhoevel hands below the belt buckle. Brings the 2-2 home. Breaking ball, got him chasing. Buchanan down on strikes. It is the first out of this sixth inning, and Miles Vandenhoevel now just a pitch away from getting Fond du Lac back into the dugout if he could generate a ground ball off the bat of Landon Gaz here. Gaz 1-for-2 of the ballgame, singled in the second, went down swinging in his last trip to the plate in the fourth. Hit his first home run as a Raptor yesterday, picking up on the suspended game, a solo homer with two outs in the sixth inning. Righty and righty battle, first pitch to Gaz misses well outside in the left-handed batter's box for ball one. On deck, Kyler McIntosh, Aiden Teal to follow. Bottom third of the Raptor order for the third time around. The 1-0 pitch misses well outside as well as slider out of the hand of Vandenhoevel for ball two on Landon Gaz. Gaz had one collegiate hit this year at UC Irvine in four at-bats, did draw a couple of walks though and scored twice his freshman season. The 2-0. Fastball missing low and away. Three balls and no strikes now in the DH in the Raptor order here this afternoon. Raptors have it tied. They have not had the lead in this ballgame yet. Hoping to change that here in this home half of the sixth inning. The 3-0 misses well outside for ball four. Gaz aboard for the second time in this battle. He walks on four pitches. Degatti to second. Bring up Kyler McIntosh. McIntosh, an RBI single back in the fourth inning. He's had the clutch gene, especially in this four-game stretch. Righty on righty battle. Vandenhoevel sets, playing in over at first is Nisus. That one in there for a called strike. 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball in on the hands, hit high in the air, deep left field. Kelson Johnson back out in front of the warning track to make the grab. Two down here in the sixth inning. It'll be Aiden Teal, the left-handed hitting center fielder with two on and two away in this 3-3 ball game. VandenHeuvel hung that breaking ball. McIntosh just got under it, though. Teal 0-for-1 in the ballgame, went down looking in the third. He drew a four-pitch walk and scored to lead off the previous inning, scoring the game-tying run on the two-out single from Jack Matthew. First pitch to Teal. Swaying and a miss late on that fastball from VandenHeuvel. It's 0-1. 88 on the gun there from the Eastern Arizona College product out of Scottsdale, Arizona. VandenHeuvel looking to work around trouble here and keep this game tied at 3 in the home half of the sixth. The 0-1. Fouled straight back by Teal, nothing in two on the Mahwah, New Jersey product. Aiden with a runner out, scoring position. A base hit would bring home the go-ahead run for the Raptors and give them their first lead of the afternoon. McElfatrick in the top of the order on the on-deck circle. Mason Onati will follow. VandenHeuvel set way ahead on Teal here at 0-2. We'll see what the choice is. Back at second, leading off there, Degatti, nobody holding him, the 0-2. This is up and away on a heater for ball one. Not a competitive 0-2 pitch there out of the hand of VandenHeuvel. Pumping low 90s, though, there is Miles getting it to 93. 5 miles an hour harder than his last fastball. Really rearing back and letting it fire there. The 1-2. Tapped foul by Teal out in front of the Doc Spider dugout down the first base side. Looking at around the Northwoods League, 11-9 in Athletic Park. Woodchucks hold a two-run lead, and Lakeshore has gotten the lead back at Moonlight Graham Field. 7-6, Mallards were up 6-0 at one point earlier in that ballgame. Always exciting to keep a look at the division races toward the end of the first half of the season. Next 1-2 to Teal, hit high in the air, deep right field, sending not back at the track, at the wall. He's not going to be able to get it. It one-hops the fence. Degatti in to score. Gaz getting the wave around from third base. The cutoff throw to the plate will not be made. It is a go-ahead two-run double with two outs here in the home half of the sixth inning for Aiden Teal, and it's 5-3 Raptors. How do you like them apples, Aiden Teal? The two walks issued from Miles VandenHeuvel comes back to bite him, and the Raptors have their first lead of the ballgame. To the top of the order, we go with Owen McElfatrick. McElfatrick has reached twice in his three plate appearances tonight. Last time up, flew out to Connor Cooney in center field in the fifth inning. Righty on righty battle. VandenHeuvel first base side of the rubber rocks and fires. Breaking ball, missing out in the left-handed batter's box for ball one. McElfatrick's base knock in this ballgame came in the third. Also, a 10-pitch walk drew by Owen in the first. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss on a fastball to McElfatrick. It's 1-1. After Onati on deck, it'll be Jack Matthew to follow. Hitter number 6 of the inning is Owen McElfatrick for the Raptors in the box right now. Set is VandenHeuvel looking back at second, the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Another high heater to McElfatrick. It's 1-2. VandenHeuvel just letting it eat right now with the heater, saying, here's my best, come and get it. Ball and two strikes, nobody holding Teal on at second, Prosek and Barrick in the middle infield, focusing on McElfatrick in the box right now. The payoff from VandenHeuvel, Teal takes off for third, that breaking ball hit high in the air, right side of the infield, getting out into shallow right, Drew Prosek, the second baseman. We'll squeeze it tight for the final out of the inning. Aiden Teal, his biggest hit as a Raptor to date. A two-run double to right field, giving Wisconsin Rapids their first lead of the ballgame. To the top of the seventh we go, 5-3 the score. 4-5-6, two up for Fond du Lac. When we return, Maddox Thornton to enter the fray on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park. with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center, serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Maddox Thornton entering the ballgame. It's the top of the seventh inning from historic Winter Field. 5-3 the score. The Rafters grabbing the first lead in this contest over the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. A two-run, two-out double by Aiden Teal off the right field wall. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors, returning to you on WFHR. Thank you so much for spending your Sunday afternoon right here with us in Wisconsin Rapids. Arnon Mulemekic's day is done. First outing out of the pen for the Raptors was a fantastic one. 3 1/3 innings of scoreless ball, allowing one hit, walking two, striking out four on 55 pitches. First pitch to Adam Kootway from the new pitcher of the ballgame, Maddox Thornton, misses high for ball one. Thornton entering today as the ERA leader for the Rafters, a 2.08 earner on average and a 1.50 whip in 17 1/3 innings pitched so far this season. 1-0 hit on the ground left side, that one off the glove of Kyler McIntosh and through the wickets. Be the third error for Wisconsin Rapids, the second for McIntosh in this contest. Drew Berrigan has reached once in this ballgame. We'll get a chance here as the tying run to the dish here in the top of the seventh. Thornton, a 1-0 record in his five appearances so far on the campaign, last through 3 1/3 innings of one-run ball, allowing five hits at Waterloo in the 8-7 loss on Monday, June 24th. 6 days ago, Thornton last threw out the stretch. First pitch to Berrigan, rolled over on the ground, foul down the third baseline. Thornton's longest outing of the season, his first two, going four innings and allowing no runs in either. Home against Wausau on May 31st in that 4-3 loss, and then also in a 4-3 loss at Madison on June 6th. 0-1 the count on the shortstop, Berrigan. Thornton set, 12 on the pitch clock, the next delivery. Hit in the air down the right field line in foul territory. Schaefer and Degatti giving chase near the Fond du Lac bullpen, and there's not enough room to make that grab. Count moves 0-2 on the right-handed hitting Berrigan. Berrigan 0-2, three plate appearances in the ballgame, grounded out 3-1 back in the first, drew a four-pitch walk and scored in the third, popped out to the first baseman Schaefer in foul territory to end the fourth inning. Three runs, three hits, and an error for Fond du Lac. Five runs, seven hits, two errors for Wisconsin Rapids. The 0-2 coming here from Thornton. This is well outside in left-handed batter's box, now 1-2. Tyler Nicis on deck. Cade Sikorski will follow. For Thornton, the Bentonville, Arkansas native looking to hold on to this Rafter lead in the latter third. Runner takes off in the 1-2. Hit this one in the air. Berrigan down the right field line, foul territory again, tailing near the Fond du Lac bullpen. And Jorge Degatti is unable to get there. We'll do the 1-2 again. So it's gone Dean to Stewart to Vandenhoevel on the mound for Fond du Lac, and for Wisconsin Rapids, now Williams, Mulemekic, and Thornton. Two in the fourth, one in the fifth, two go-ahead runs in the sixth for Wisconsin Rapids. All three runs for Fond du Lac in this ballgame put up in the top half of the third inning. All being earned runs charged on Ricky Williams. Prior to the 1-2, a pickoff move checking in on the runner at first base. We'll see if VandenHeuvel will come out and throw again in the home half of the seventh post-stretch. He's throwing 26 pitches on an inning and a third in his return to Winter Field. The 1-2. Breaking ball fouled away by Berrigan. Good fight from Drew in his fourth plate appearance of this ballgame. The opening day shortstop and three-hole hitter against these Raptors back on Memorial Day at Hare Baker Field. Over a month ago, it feels like a whole different lifetime when these two teams met in game one of the season. Thornton, deep breath, the 1-2 will have to wait a pickoff move to check in on the runner at first base. Embry, Riddle, Aeronautical, where Berrigan plays his collegiate baseball. Thornton comes set, the right-hander on the third base side of the rubber. The 1-2. Fouled away again by Berrigan. As we look across the Northwoods League, still nothing-nothing, top eight. No runs, three hits, no errors for Kalamazoo. No runs, four hits, two errors for Rockford. Rivets and Growlers going at it toward the back half of this first half of the season. The 1-2 pitch yet again here from Thornton to Berrigan. Breaking ball, got him looking. That thing was sharp out of the hand of Maddox Thornton. That is the first out of the inning. Top six in Eau Claire. The Express leading the Loggers 7-2, seven runs, nine hits, and no errors for Eau Claire. Lacrosse, two runs, three hits, and an error. Five games going on right now. In about half an hour, four more will begin play. Tyler Nisus, the Georgia native from Dalton, Georgia, and a Georgia Tech product, steps in. But prior to the first pitch he sees from Thornton, another pickoff move, giving a look over to Cootway at first base. Righty on lefty battle here. Thornton, third base side of the rubber, rocks and fires that misses low away. Nisus has reached twice today. Collected an RBI when he drew a seven-pitch walk back in the third. Reached on an error from Kyler McIntosh to lead off the second. His last trip to the plate, struck out swinging against Arnon Mulamekic. Part of a 1-2-3 inning where Mulamekic K'd the side. The 1-0 breaking ball from Thornton misses low and inside on Nisus. Now two balls and no strikes on the Dock Spider first baseman. Looking forward to starting the second half of the season, a lot of it being here at Winter Field, and you look at the end of it as well. Bookending a lot of home games as the 2-0 pitch swung on and missed. A healthy cut there from Nisus. It's now 1-2, 2-1, I should say. Pardon me. Breaking ball there from Thornton, working reverse sequencing here. Thornton set with 8 on the pitch clock. 2-1 has to wait a pickoff move over to first. So when you look at starting tomorrow, the first, even though the Raptors aren't home, you look spanning from tomorrow until the day they leave for Michigan on the 14th. Only three road games in all those days. 2-1 pitch on the outside corner is called a strike from Thornton, catching the corner to make it 2-2. Those three road games being the start of the second half, 6:30, 5:35, I should say. I've been saying 5:05. It's 5:35 at Madison on Wednesday. 1:05 at Wausau on Sunday the 7th. 6:35 at Green Bay on Tuesday. Picked off first base here. Cat in between is Adam Cootway. A nice move from Thornton. Schaefer fires down to second, and the tag is applied for the second out of the inning. 2-2 the count. Nobody on the bases. Thornton could face the minimum here in the top of the seventh with the next pitch here on Nisus. Raptors pitchers here in the last couple weeks have shown off some good pickoff moves. That's why they throw over so often. The 2-2. This one chopped on the ground, foul down the first base side. When we get to the home half of the seventh, 2-3-4, do up for Wisconsin Rapids, Mason Onati, Jack Matthew, and Grayson Schaefer. The tough two-week stretch starts on that 14th of July and runs through the 27th, which includes the All-Star break, and there is the 2-2 fouled away. 14th through the 17th, that's all in Michigan. Raptors come home, they go home, away, home, away. Home versus Wausau at Wausau, home versus Lacrosse at Lacrosse before the All-Star break, and they come back. Three games in 2 days at Lakeshore and then at Madison on that Saturday. The roughest stretch of travel left on the season. 2-2 runs inside, and that one hits Nisus. He's put on with two down. It is the third time reaching in this ballgame for the first baseman. Cade Sikorski has driven in a run in this contest, but is still hitless. Flew out to center field in the second, did Cade. Drove in that run on a ground out to short in the 30, struck out swinging in the fifth inning. that post that 27th, it's 2-week stretches the rest of the way. You look at it, break it into 2 weeks as the first pitch breaking ball to Sikorsky misses high. This upcoming 2-week stretch to start the second half, a lot of home games. Then there are a lot on the road, including the All-Star break. But then starting on that Sunday, the 28th, through the final game on the 10th, only 4 away games in the final 13. It's the 1-0 pitch, a breaking ball from Thornton, missing low and away on the right-handed, hitting Sikorsky. In August, 10 games in 10 days to finish out the regular season. 7 of them at home, the 3 on the road, back-to-back, Saturday, Sunday at Green Bay, and then a midweek Thursday night game at Hare Baker Field, the exact same place where the Raptors began the season on the road just over a month ago. On deck is Drew Prosek, Kelson Johnson to follow. Bottom third of this Doc Spider order. The 2-0 pitch, fastball, late on it with Sikorsky swinging right through it. It's 2-1. Nobody up in the Raptor bullpen. Maddox Thornton. This is his ball game. The 2-1. This one tapped on the ground, left side charging in. McIntosh gloves, underhand flip to second in time. It's an inning ending. 6-4, fielder's choice. Maddox Thornton faces one over the minimum here in the seventh. It is stretch time from historic Winter Field. 5-3 the score. The Raptors lead the Dock Spiders on your home of Raptor Baseball. 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Some researchers have explored the impact of melatonin-enriched milk on sleep because it comes from cows milked at night.
Ooh.
Night milk has been shown to improve symptoms of insomnia in some people.
Night milk. Yeah. We should try some night milk.
Night milk. Yeah.
I would love to actually talk to somebody who actually does this. If this is like a new avenue for milk growers.
How about milk producers,
I should say.
Yep.
Milk doesn't grow on trees. I learned that when I was 20.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio. The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever. Tribe leaders say that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done.
You know, we don't hunt fish and plant crops. Mm-hmm. We're going to die because we don't have any food. And guess what, everyone? Amazon does not deliver to the Amazon. So, which is kind of an oversight on their part.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on local grown radio.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Jacob Jarvis, the new pitcher, into the ballgame for the final act. Doc Spiders post stretch here from historic Winter Field. Andy Ockhamry joining you up here in the broadcast booth. Your home of Raptor baseball is right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. The southpaw Jarvis making his fourth outing of the season from Farmington, Missouri in the University of Evansville. He's thrown 2 1/3 innings so far, allowing 3 hits and 4 runs, walking 9, and striking out 4. He last worked a third of an inning against Lakeshore at home on the 23rd of June. 13-5 win, 2 hits, 3 runs allowed, all 3 of them earned. He walked 3 and did not strike out a Chinook in the 6th that he faced. Began his season on June 14th at home, and a one-inning scoreless outing in which he walked 4 against Green Bay. Should say, he was scoreless. A run came in, but it wasn't his, as the first pitch breaking ball into Mason Onati from the southpaw misses for ball 1. 3 runs, 3 hits, and an error for the visiting Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. 5 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. All 3 runs for Fondy coming in the top of the third. Raptors putting up 2 in the 4th, 1 in the 5th, and 2 in the 6th. 1-0 pitch, missing low and outside for ball 2 on Onati. Mason has reached twice today, 1 for 2, in 3 plate appearances. Singled in the first, reached on a 6-pitch walk in the third, struck out looking in the 5th. The 2-0 misses away, 3 balls and no strikes now on Onati. After Jack Matthew on deck, it'll be Grayson Schaefer. The left-hander Jarvis has set the 3-0. Missing low and away for ball four. Another walk drawn by Onati. His second taken today and his 22nd drawn of the season. Jack Matthews reached a couple of times today. He had a big swing of the bat in his last trip to the plate in the fifth inning. An RBI single with two outs, scoring Aiden Teal. It tied the ball game at three at the time. Aiden Teal then, in his next at-bat, last inning in the bottom of the sixth, a two-run double to the right field wall with two outs, bringing in the first lead of the ballgame for Wisconsin Rapids. Line for Miles Vandenhoevel is complete. Fourth outing of the season on the mound. First time facing the Raptors in his return to Witter Field, an inning and a third for the right-hander. One hit allowed, two runs, both earned. He walked two and struck out one on 26 pitches. The 1-0 delivery. Breaking ball leaked well outside and not even within the reach of the catcher Sikorski, advancing to second on the wild pitch as Mason Onati. Matthew reached in the first inning on a 5-4-5 double play. Also hit to an inning-ending 6-4 fielder's choice in the third. Quick mound visit here between Sikorski and the left-hander Jacob Jarvis. David Dean, the southpaw from Oklahoma, who was the opening day starter for Fond du Lac against these Raptors, got the start here today, going 3 1/3, allowing one earned run, two total. From there was Alex Stewart, then Miles Vandenhoevel, now Jarvis. For the Raptors, Ricky Williams, another home start for the right-hander from Lexington, South Carolina, going 2 2/3 today. Arnaud Mulemekic in his first outing out of the pen, the southpaw from Rigo Park, was fantastic. One hit allowed, no runs. Two walks and four punchouts. Maddox Thornton just worked himself a scoreless top of the seventh. The 2-0 pitch to Matthew out of the mound visit misses low. No strikes thrown yet by the left-hander Jarvis. You have to imagine Matthew's going to keep the bat on his shoulder here. The left-hander looks in, working third base side of the rubber. The 3-0. That one, fastball on the inner third is called a strike. Matthew's got the green light. He's ready to strap in and go. The 3-1 delivery here. This one fouled away by Matthew down the third base side. It's a first base side. It's now 3-2. 90 on that fastball from the left-hander. When we get to the eighth, it'll be 8-9-1 due up for Fond du Lac. Drew Prosek, Kelson Johnson, and Preston Knott. The left-hander comes set, the 3-2. Breaking ball misses up and away for ball four, and it gets by the catcher Sikorski. Advancing to third on the wild pitch is Mason Onati. Matthew draws a six-pitch walk. He's on the bases for the third time today for Grayson Schaefer with nobody out. Raptors looking to extend their two-run lead and make life a lot easier on the bullpen here on this Sunday matinee. Schaefer in this ballgame, 1-for-3. He singled to lead off the fourth. Scored the first run of the ballgame for the Raptors. First pitch to the right-handed hitting Schaefer in there for a called strike. After Jorge Degatti, it'll be Walker Buchanan. Schaefer, no stats recorded at BYU this past spring. The 0-1. Sing low and inside. A ball and a strike, our count now. Big spot here for Schaefer to drive in some more runs. The Raptors need all the insurance and will take all the insurance they can get. The 1-1 pitch turned on, hit high in the air. Left field, Johnson back at the warning track to make the grab. Tagging from third is Onati. He'll come in to score on the sacrifice fly to 6-3. My heart skipped a beat there for a minute. That is my yard card pick here today being Grayson Schaefer. But a long fly out makes for the first out of the inning. At least I had to confirm. I thought it was Schaefer, and it was. So Raptors will take the run, staying on first is Matthew. They lead by three. Jorge Degatti has reached twice in three plate appearances in this ballgame. Jorge 0-for-1. His lone at-bat was his first trip to the plate, a fly out to right field, and Preston Knott to begin the second inning. First pitch to Degatti from the southpaw. Jarvis catches the outside corner for a called strike. Jorge also walked and scored back in the fourth and walked and scored in the sixth. Nova Southeastern product awaits the 0-1. At one, this is the outside corner. Count evens a ball to strike. As talked about many times on these broadcasts, everyone knows Jorge, 39 games played in a season ago with Wisconsin Rapids. Led the team in average 147 plate appearances as the 1-1 misses up and away. 131 at-bats out of those plate appearances. A higher average entering today than a season ago, hitting 329 so far this season. Was a 328 hitter last season. Last season got on base just over a 400 clip at 401, slugged 382 for an OPS sitting just under 800 at 783. 2-1, missing up and away, 3-1 the count now on Degatti. Jorge had one long ball a season ago. He's got one so far this season. That was a solo shot that cut a deficit at the time from 3-1 to 3-2 to lead off an inning at Copeland Park back on Monday, June 10th. 3-1 pitch misses low and inside. Three straight plate appearances with a five-pitch walk drawn from Jorge Degatti. It puts runners on first and second with one out here in the home half of the seventh. It'll be Walker Buchanan. I mentioned his achievements, and obviously the grandson of John Havlicek, Celtics legend, playing in nine games for Virginia, not starting in any of them this past season. This is a full-on mound meeting here between one of the Doc Spiders coaching staff members and the entire infield. 6-3 the score if you're just joining us. The Raptors putting up two in the fourth, one in the fifth, two in the sixth, and one so far here in the seventh with just one away. Out on second after drawing a six-pitch walk is Jack Matthew. Jorge Degatti, a batter ago, drew a five-pitch walk. He's on first base. Four have come to the plate here. Come to the plate here this inning. No hits for the Raptors, but a leadoff walk from Mason Onati found him scoring a sacrifice fly off the bat of Grayson Schaefer. Look at the prep school for Walker Buchanan prior to his time at Virginia. Played at the Benjamin School down in Jupiter. Born in Fort Myers, Florida, was Buchanan. First pitch to Walker. This is low and away, backhanded by Sikorski for ball one. Buchanan, the 2021 Sun Centennial Hitter of the Year, was ranked as the number 8 outfielder in the state of Florida and was the Sunshine State's number 47 overall player, according to Perfect Game. The 1-0 to Buchanan on the inside corner has called a strike on a fastball to make it 1-1. Played with a couple of his UVA teammates, Tristan Head, along with Freddie Pervitis Jr. in high school. 1-1. Breaking ball, missing up and away for ball two. Benjamin School also hosting some current big leaguers. Former UVA Cavalier and current Houston Astros left-handed pitcher Bennett Sousa also played where Walker Buchanan went to high school. They 2-1, misses low and inside. Three balls and a strike now on the Raptor left fielder. Buchanan. His father, Brian, played for Virginia 1992 to 1994, was a first-round pick of the New York Yankees, 24th overall. The 1994 MLB draft is the 3-1 pitch is fouled away. The count on Buchanan. Fighting back in this one is Jacob Jarvis looking for the second out of the inning. That's Matthew on second, Degatti on first. Buchanan has to be patient here. The 3-2. Swing and a miss. Foul back. We'll do the 3-2 again. Buchanan bringing one collegiate hit to this table this summer. Has gotten more at-bats and has made the most of them here at the Raptors. In a big spot here with one out and two on. Here in the home half of the seventh. He come up clutch again. The next 3-2. Breaking ball shot back up the middle. Berrigan behind the mound will glove, and there's no play to be made. It's off the tip of his glove, and Buchanan is safe. It is an infield single for Walker Buchanan, his first hit of the ballgame, and the bases are full of Raptors with one out here in the seventh. Landon Gaz has reached twice in this ballgame, one for two in three plate appearances. Landon Gaz singled in the second, struck out swinging in the fourth, reached on a four-pitch walk, and later scored just an inning ago. The first delivery to him. Fastball missing low. There's nowhere to put Landon. Count begins at a ball and no strikes. Kyler McIntosh on deck. Aiden Teal will follow. We've already had three mid-inning pitching changes in this contest. A fourth could be looming here in this frame. The 1-0. That one misses up and in for ball two on Gaz. Gaz, versatile, plays the corners and plays some first base as well, bringing that to the table, having a lot of competition at those spots here in Wisconsin Rapids between Max McGuire, Grayson Schaefer, and more. The 2-0 misses down to the dirt, gets through the wickets of Sikoski, but not far enough away from home plate. So our run can come in to score. Three balls, no strikes, nowhere to put them. The Moore Park, California native from Moore Park High School. Chance here for the Raptors to add on to their 6-3 lead. The left-hander comes set, third base side of the rubber. The 3-0 misses well outside for ball four. Gaz collects an RBI, his second walk drawn in as many innings, both on four pitches. Buchanan to second, Degatti to third, Matthew coming home. Douglas Coe out of the bullpen, he has seen enough, making a change. One out, bases remain loaded. Kyler McIntosh to step into the box. When we return, 7-3 the score, bottom seven, one away on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. Whether it's music or anything else, I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic.
It's the right-hander Colton Angel from Southeastern Community College in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, entering the fray for the sixth time this season. 7-3 the score. Bases remain loaded in this bottom half of the seventh inning. Your Raptors leading the final act Dock Spiders in the final game of the first half of this 2024 Northwoods League season. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Raptors returning to on WFHR. Kyler McIntosh has reached twice in this ballgame. Angel set the first pitch to McIntosh. A fastball right down the heart of the plate is called a strike. McIntosh, that RBI single that he had back in the fourth inning. Big swing of the bat for the Raptors after driving in three runs last night. Angel, six innings pitched, a 4.5 ERA and a 2 whip, and a 1-0 record so far this season. The 0-1. Breaking ball, this one hit high in the air. That'll clear the press box here at Winterfield. It's nothing at 2. Jacob Jarvis, a third of an inning pitched. He allowed one hit, currently on the hook. For every single runner on the bases, he walked four and did not strike out a Rafter hitter on the 29 pitches he threw. The right-hander Angel, the fifth pitcher used by Douglas Coe here in this afternoon's game. The 0-2 from the right-hander Angel to Kyler McIntosh. Fastball missing out in the left-handed batter's box for ball one. Longest outing of the season for the right-hander Angel, two innings of two-run ball in which he allowed three hits, walked one, and struck out three facing 10 batters against Madison.